Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. This podcast is solely produced with the intention of spreading awareness. Facts are verified through public records, police reports, media coverage, and occasionally family or friends of the missing. Any negative comments blaming or shaming the victim or their families may be deleted. This is an independent production. There is no fancy editing and therefore may not be the production some are looking for. Just remember, it takes one person to share information to the right person, and a cold case just might get solved. Shannon White loved her 1997 Jeep and taking it off-roading. She loved it so much, in fact, that Shannon joined a local Jeep club near her home in Kamloops, British Columbia. By 2021, Shannon's life had taken on so many adventures and travels. She was living in a rented apartment instead of traveling in an RV for the first time in a while, and she liked it, at least for the time being. She shared her basement apartment with her dog, Buddy, who she had for 11 years now. Shannon and Buddy went on all of their adventures together. On November 1st, 2021, Shannon woke up for work as usual. Just before 8 a.m., she went out to start her Jeep and warm it up before leaving for work. About 10 minutes later, her landlord, Quinn, was leaving for work. She saw Shannon, dressed for work and walking towards her Jeep. This was all a normal occurrence, so Quinn drove off thinking nothing more about it. But Shannon didn't arrive at work that morning at 8:30 a.m., which was highly unusual. By noon, her friends knew something was wrong. Authorities were alerted, and a search for Shannon began. The next day, her Jeep was found abandoned just about a mile away from her home, but on a street that was somewhere Shannon wasn't ever likely to be. Buddy was found at home in the apartment. That's when the panic truly began for everyone. There was no way Shannon would abandon her Jeep, and most importantly, she would never leave Buddy. Where is Shannon White? Shannon White was born on February 21st, 1989, in Ontario, Canada. Shannon was not only the middle child of the family, she was also the only girl. And with that, she enjoyed being outdoors and adventurous, even as a child. She also loved animals and volunteered at a local animal shelter. Shannon's mother had been the same way, and Shannon grew up with pets being a huge part of their life. There was usually always rescued pets in the house that her mother had brought home. Her mother, Lori, was diagnosed with cancer when Shannon was just a little girl, and Shannon was completely devastated when her mother passed away. Shannon was only 13 years old, a time when many girls would need and want their mother around. Shannon adjusted, however, and she remained close with her brothers and father. Shannon graduated high school as an A student and went on to attend college, majoring in accounting. After college, Shannon would marry. Together, the couple would buy a home, but after a short while, they decided they wanted to travel the world and be more adventurous. They sold their home and purchased an RV and hit the road. They traveled all over the United States before a camping job brought the couple to Kamloops, British Columbia in 2018. Kamloops is located in Western Canada, completely across the country from her family in Ontario. But Shannon loved it there. It was rugged and it was beautiful, and there were lots of outdoor activities nearby. If Shannon was going to settle anywhere, it would be a place like Kamloops. Shannon's marriage would fall apart shortly after that move, however, and by late 2018, Shannon found herself single until she started dating a new man shortly after. She moved in with him in a camper RV park called the Silver Sage Trailer Park. Through all of this, Shannon always had her beloved dog, Buddy, with her. By 2020, the relationship with her boyfriend, however, fell apart. Shannon and Buddy left the trailer park and rented a basement apartment home in Kamloops. Her landlords, Matt and Quinn, welcomed her with open arms, and Shannon enjoyed bringing Buddy to their place to play with their daughter. Shannon had taken a job in accounting at a local car dealership, but went off-roading in her Jeep on the weekends and even belonged to the local Jeep club. Shannon also loved shooting pool and just hanging out with friends, who all said that Shannon was wonderful, kind, fun, and had the biggest and most contagious laugh. The disappearance. The morning of November 1st, 2021, Matt and his wife Quinn were both up and getting ready for work. Matt noticed out the window that Shannon, his downstairs tenant, had started her Jeep and was warming it up, a typical Canadian November morning. Matt had seen Shannon the night before when he gave her some leftover Halloween candy, but he didn't see her that morning. A few minutes later, Matt's wife Quinn was leaving for work. It was now about 8:10 in the morning. As she was in her car getting ready to pull out of the driveway, she noticed Shannon, who was dressed for work, walking towards her Jeep. This was the same time that Shannon left for work every day. She had to be at work by 8:30 a.m. and lived just a few minutes away. Quinn pulled out of the driveway and left just a minute later. Quinn will remember that she never actually saw Shannon get into the Jeep, but she was sure that's where Shannon was headed and believed that she would be getting in her Jeep and going to work, as every other day. But when 8:30 a.m. came and went, and Shannon had not shown up for work, word began to spread throughout her friend group, likely some of whom she worked with. By 11:30 a.m., someone had driven by Shannon's house, but only noticed that her Jeep wasn't there. So where was Shannon? She wasn't at home and she wasn't at work. This was certainly not like her. Shannon also wasn't answering her phone or responding to any messages. One of Shannon's close friends had been messaging her earlier that morning, but had received her last message from Shannon at around 8:04 a.m. Her friends started their own investigation trying to find Shannon, but everyone was coming up empty. By that evening, knowing that Buddy was still in the apartment alone and Shannon had not been there, the decision was made to call the authorities and report Shannon as missing. Shannon would never not show up for work and not call. She would never not respond to her friends, and she certainly would have never left Buddy. Shannon White had disappeared. The search and investigation. The RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, began looking for Shannon. Now, for those in the U.S., the RCMP is often compared to the FBI, although their duties are actually very different. In some areas, the RCMP is the local police authority, and this is the case for Kamloops, British Columbia. The search began right away, not just for Shannon, but her missing 1997 Jeep. While nothing, absolutely nothing, turned up for several hours, there would be an unsettling development the next day. Shannon's Jeep was found parked on Nicola Road in Kamloops. This is about 1.5 kilometers or just under a mile from Shannon's home. It was just parked on the side of the road as if it had been parked there on purpose and as if it had belonged there, but it certainly did not. And there was no reason that Shannon would have been on that street, at least any reason that anyone would know of. Shannon had been seen just after 8 a.m. the previous day, presumably leaving for work as usual. and she was a reliable employee, so it seems to everyone that that was likely her intent. She should have arrived at work no later than 8:30. She worked just minutes from her home. And her landlord, Quinn, had seen her dressed and looking like she was ready to go to work. But Shannon never showed up. It seems something happened between 8 and 8:30 a.m., something to derail her plans. But what? In such a short window of time and in such a short distance, something strange happened to Shannon. And then her Jeep being found was exceptionally odd and troublesome. There was no evidence found in or around the Jeep to answer any of these questions, at least none that the RCMP has released publicly. There was a note in her file that when the Jeep was found, a pink flower that had been attached to her rear spare tire was missing. But I don't know what the meaning of that could even be. Did it have to be forcibly removed? Could it have simply fallen off? Had the Jeep been in off-road terrain? Shortly after finding the Jeep, some additional information was learned via some traffic cams in the area. First, Shannon's Jeep drove on the Trans-Canada Highway west out of Kamloops and then back into the city 45 minutes later. This happened after 8 a.m. when she should have been on her way to work. Later that night, around 5:30 p.m., the Jeep was seen again, driving north this time to Raleigh. The Jeep returned to the city around 6:30 p.m. Nothing additional has ever been said from the RCMP regarding this video footage. We don't know if there were people in the Jeep or if it was even able to identify who was in the Jeep. And those movements of her Jeep are odd also. Why travel west of the city and then come right back in and then later on travel north only to return again to the city less than an hour later and ultimately abandon the Jeep on Nicholas Street in Kamloops? But authorities were also working on additional information they had gathered at the same time, information that took them to Silver Sage Trailer Park. Inside this trailer park, an RV camper was identified, and police searched these premises. They also kept watch on this property daily. And that's not all. They would impound three vehicles parked on that site. Now, if Silver Sage Trailer Park sounds familiar, it should. This is where Shannon lived with her ex-boyfriend just a year prior. And while RCMP didn't issue a statement on the search regarding who they were looking at, family and friends did identify that that RV being searched did belong to Shannon's ex-boyfriend. Professional search and rescue teams came in and searched the lands west and north of the city, looking for any signs of Shannon. Specially trained canine teams were brought in as well, but also came up empty. In late November, Shannon's friends were organizing their own searches for Shannon. Shannon's dad even came in from Ontario. In fact, I don't know how long he stayed, but it was said that he stayed a long time and kept up on Shannon's bills for her so that they were current when she would return home. Bunny was also taken in by one of Shannon's best friends, who stated that she would take excellent care of Bunny, who was already 11 to 12 years old at this time, until Shannon returned. All of her friends and family knew how much Bunny meant to Shannon. Kamloops, British Columbia. Kamloops, British Columbia had been Shannon's home for just a few years at the time she vanished. The name Kamloops means where the rivers meet. Those rivers would be the North Thompson River and the South Thompson River. Kamloops is known for offering a strong outdoor lifestyle, easy access to lakes, rivers, mountains, trails. So much to do in that area if you love the outdoors. Kenna Cartwright Nature Park is the largest municipal park in British Columbia. It offers over 40 kilometers of hiking trails through forests, hills, and grasslands. There are also so many recreational lakes within an hour's drive. In the winter, there's also nearby ski resorts that bring people into the city. Ski resorts like the very popular Sun Peaks Resort. Now, Kamloops has become very popular in recent years because of all of these outdoor attractions, but the city center itself offers all the amenities someone living in a city would want: restaurants, shopping, theaters, even a university. In 2021, the population of Kamloops was around 100,000 residents. Now, there's a couple areas specifically that we need to focus on in and around Kamloops. First, the Silver Sage Trailer Park, where an RV belonging to Shannon's boyfriend, and allegedly where Shannon herself used to live with him, was searched by authorities. Three vehicles were impounded, and law enforcement watched this spot for many days following Shannon's disappearance. This trailer park, according to Google Maps, is just over the river from the city. Is that a clue itself, the North Thompson River? The area was thoroughly searched, and if any clues were found by detectives, they were not released to the public. We also know that her Jeep was spotted traveling north of the city. So originally it traveled west, then it came back into the city, and then traveled north. There was also a search that took place west of Kamloops in an area known as Ink Lakes. Some have said this is because Shannon liked to visit there with her Jeep and go off-roading. This location is also west of the city, the other direction in which her Jeep was seen on traffic cameras traveling to. Ink Lakes is interesting. It is raw, undeveloped land. In 2021, there weren't any public facilities. It was that rugged. The lake itself is also considered alkaline, to a level at which most fish species would not survive. It's not a fishing lake. Is it possible Shannon just decided to skip work and travel to all of these places on her own? Is it possible that it wasn't Shannon at all driving her Jeep? Could Shannon have met with foul play and someone took her body to one of these remote locations west of the city? There are enough remote and rugged areas around Kamloops to make that a possibility, and we have a few windows of opportunity here. The biggest window of time being during the day on November 1st. Her Jeep was seen leaving the city at just after 8 a.m. and returning less than an hour later. It was then seen leaving the city again at 5:30 p.m. and once again returned to the city in about an hour's time. The Jeep was found the next day abandoned on Nicholas Street, less than 1 mile from Shannon's home in Kamloops. Missing persons from Kamloops. There's often a lot of chatter around Shannon's case regarding an abnormally high number of missing person cases, specifically in this area. Locals, however, are divided on their beliefs regarding this. Some say that, yes, they have more missing person cases than most areas of similar size, while other locals will state that's simply not true and is often talked about to incite some kind of drama or fear in people. There is some type of explanation for this, and the RCMP states this. Yes, there are an unusually high number of missing person cases reported in Kamloops. In 2021, there were 820 missing person reports made. This, of course, makes me think of a couple things right off the bat. First, does the RCMP have the manpower to investigate 820 missing person reports? And why are there so many? Is it because of the nearby backcountry ruggedness that lures people out and then they become injured or lost or worse? Or is this like an Alaska phenomenon where people go here to specifically disappear? But the RCMP also stated that while yes, they take hundreds of reports every year, a much higher than average amount, most of them are resolved within a day or two. Bottom line is this, yes, they take more than average missing person reports here, but they resolve more than the average communities do as well. In fact, they resolve most all of them very, very quickly. There are a few other cases of missing persons who have remained missing and whose cases have remained unsolved in the Kamloops area. Besides Shannon, I found three other missing person cases in history that have remained unsolved. Number one, Janice Newman. In 1982, Janice vanished from Kamloops. We have very, very little information on her case, only that a friend reported her missing and that Janice was a mom to two children. She left all of her personal belongings behind, and there were no indications of where she might have disappeared to. Her case remains open and unsolved to this day. Number two, Fred Yellow Old Woman. Fred was a 50-year-old Indigenous man who was staying with a friend in 2011. When the friend woke up one morning, he found Fred gone. Clues are few and far between as to what happened to Fred, and searches for him turned up nothing. There has been no sign of Fred Yellow Old Woman since 2011. Number three, Ryan Stuka. Ryan Stuka also vanished from the Kamloops area, specifically Sun Peaks Ski Resort, where he had attended a party on February 17, 2018. His roommates went home before him, and Ryan never made it back home. Searches for Ryan were extensive, with no signs of the 20-year-old anywhere. Ryan's case did receive a fair amount of media attention. There is some controversy and speculation of what might have happened to Ryan. And when Shannon's case is brought up, many people often think of Ryan's case as well. Now, I don't see many similarities between Shannon and any of these cases, particularly Ryan's, except for the general area of Kamloops. Ryan was a young man who attended a party at a ski resort and vanished in the middle of the night. He had been drinking, not sure if anything else was involved at this party, and the weather was poor that night. Shannon, on the other hand, was a 32-year-old woman with an accounting career, lived alone, and loved her dog more than anything, and just woke up one morning to go to work as she always did. Also, the Sun Peaks Resort, where Ryan was last seen, is about an hour's drive north of Kamloops. So what questions are we left with about the disappearance of Shannon White? Well, I have many revolving around the investigation itself, such as, what did they find at Silver Sage Trailer Park? What even led detectives there in the first place? What about Shannon's cell phone records? Was there any more information that was able to be obtained from her cell records, such as any ping locations or any conversations that she may have been having the morning she disappeared? Also, was the driver of the Jeep ever visible on any of those traffic cams seen that day going in and out of the city? Did the ex-boyfriend have an alibi? Something led them to his place in the trailer park. What was his story? And of course, I also really wonder what happened between 8:10 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. that morning. What happened to take Shannon off of her normal routine? What do you think happened to Shannon White? Shannon is described as a Caucasian female, standing 5'5" tall and weighing around 180 pounds when she was last seen in Kamloops, British Columbia. She was 32 years old. Shannon has blonde hair and green eyes. She also has several large arm tattoos, including a portrait of her dog, Buddy. If you have any information about Shannon White, please contact the Kamloops RCMP tip line at 250-828-3000. Or if you wish to remain anonymous, you can also call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-8477. Let's keep sharing Shannon's story and let's help bring Shannon home. I also want to direct you to the Facebook page Set Up for Shannon, Missing Shannon White. I'll link that page for you in the show notes. Please head over there, give it a follow, show your support for the family. You can learn more about Shannon, you can see photos, and you can keep up to date as to what is happening with her case. There's also a few sources I'd like to shout out that were used partially in putting together Shannon's story today. Storiesoftheunsolved.com, CastanetKamloops.net, and CFJC Media. And a favor to ask all of you, if you have made it this far into the podcast and would like to help these cases get more exposure, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. This helps us tremendously. It's totally free to do. And I can't tell you how much we'd appreciate it and how much exposure it really helps to bring these missing persons. If you'd like to support the show further, you can join us over on Patreon. Our Patreon is where you'll find ad-free episodes and bonus episodes. And the money raised over there helps us pay it forward to the families of the missing or the organizations that help support the families. I do want to give a warm welcome to our newest patrons, Jessica, Andrea, R, and Riley. Thank you so much for joining us and helping us support these families. Of course, make sure you're following the Where Are They podcast over on the socials. I try to bring updates over there first and foremost. And as we head into 2026, there are still a few developing cases that I am watching and should have updates posted over there very soon. You can find the Where Are They podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Those links will be in the show notes. Lastly, if you have any case suggestions or feedback for us, or perhaps some additional insight on any of the cases we've covered, please reach out to me via the socials anytime or email me at canwefindthem@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening to Shannon's story today. Let's keep talking about her. Let's keep her name out there, and let's keep the pressure on to find Shannon and bring her home to her family. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing persons story. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.